This is David Haken with KC Cafe Radio at the Surfa Folk Alliance Conference in Chattanooga, Tennessee. I'm here with Jack Andaluz, who is one of the artists showcasing at the Chattanoogan Hotel. Welcome, Jack.
Oh, thank you. Thanks for having me.
Tell us a little bit about your background in music.
Well, I came from West Tennessee, you know. I was born in Jackson, Tennessee, home of Carl Perkins, and I lived in Memphis for a while, so I got all of that, you know. So when I think of folk music, I think of rhythm and blues a lot, you know. That kind of comes into play with where we kind of came from, our background. So I mean, I love Dylan, I love a lot of folk, but we love that blues folk, and Dylan did blues too. I mean, when you kind of grow up there, no matter what you want to learn, the older guys, they're like, okay, first you learn this 12-bar thing.
Exactly.
So, like, you kind of, you're steeped in a certain kind of thing there, you know what I mean? No matter what you're looking to do, it all kind of melds together in a really interesting way.
That's the foundation that you can build upon and go where you want to go
from. It's a little rock, it's a little R&B, and it's folky, you know, all kind of folky.
So. So, what was the spark for this first song you're going to play for us?
I read a lot of James Joyce, and then I had ended this relationship with this girl, and I just I was trying to kind of encapsulate me and her in that moment, and I think I just trying to tell her, you know, I still care for her and take care of herself, and over the years it became the best advice to myself. So that's why it stayed with me.
Take your own advice.
So yeah.
What's it called?
Or worse, it's people whenever I look down, they kind of say, Jack, don't lose your heart out there, man. You know, like the song. Thanks. So here, it's called Don't Lose Your Heart Out There, and it goes like this. Waste it all on me, yeah. Just take your time and then someday you will see, yeah. It's such a great big world. If your car breaks down, get stranded on the North Shore, I don't mind how you're calling on me. Big to my
beautiful sounding guitar.
Thank you.
So, tell us about the album project that you have in the works.
I've been real blessed. I'm living here in Chattanooga, Tennessee right now, and the city's got this program. They've letting a couple different engineers and people come in and do their own projects in this real nice studio they put up. So to save a lot of money, they let me engineer my own project. So that part of it's a hot mess, but I have got a lot of my usual guys that play with the group on to lose mine, and then a lot of the best kind of guys in this region kind of step in and jump in for a, you know, and play a song or two. Some real impressive guys. I've just been amazed that would come by. You know, given, just, can you come by for an hour or two and, you know, drink a beer and play this record? Then absolutely. So they just come by, and I get real, gotten great talent, so there's a lot of good guys from this region. It's coming out.
That's really generous.
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, people around here, they're real giving like that. Everybody comes by and plays, you know, and you come by and, you know, lend them an amp one time and there's breaks or whatever, right. You know. There's definitely a community in the, you know, Tennessee, at least Tennessee music community. You can find people all over that are there because they love music as well. Yeah.
So when is this going to be out?
Probably in the fall. Almost everything is mixed. I kind of went to go back and one or two of them are at the very end of the punches and then, you know, going to the mix. Everything else is mixed or mastered. So, I mean, it's, you know how it is. Assuming nothing goes out of the ordinary in the fall, you should be able to see this new album.
Great, great. Would you play another song for us?
Yes, absolutely.
Ah. Thank you for coming in and sharing your music with us
today. Thank you for having
us.
Thank you so much.